Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, December 6th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up around a half a percent just before 4:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are mixed with the U.S. 10-year yield 4 basis points higher. The dollar is firmer versus the euro and yen, softer versus the Aussie. The sterling is flat. Oil is higher following a Saudi price hike. Gold is lower. Industrial metals mixed. Bitcoin lower after a sharp weekend sell-off. Bitcoin in the crypto space tumbled over the weekend as, in the space of a few hours, prices fell dramatically before retracing. Bitcoin fell $10,000 to just above $42,000 before rebounding to around $48,000. Concerns over the Omicron variant, the recent hawkish comments from the Fed, and the liquidation of leveraged investors have all been cited as contributing factors. The main market focus remains on the Omicron variant, with the biggest near-term risks being governments reimposing mitigation measures, potentially dampening growth. Dr. Fauci said early data on Omicron's severity is encouraging, while a small South African study supported anecdotal evidence the variant causes only mild illness. There is still a degree of uncertainty around the ability to evade vaccines, and near-term uncertainty has prompted downward revisions to growth forecasts. Emerging Asia is seen as particularly vulnerable from Omicron, given government predilections for restrictions to control outbreaks. On the macro data front, some focus this morning in Europe on German factory orders, which fell significantly in October, with reports highlighting a lack of large orders as the cause of the big monthly drop. Eurozone Centix Economic Index was also below consensus. Nothing of note on today's U.S. macro calendar. As far as corporate news, China's property developers' debt problems continue. China Evergrande closed down almost 20% after issuing another warning that they may not have sufficient funds to meet financial obligations. This prompted regulators to offer reassurances that a broader fallout could be contained. Sunshine 100 also dropped double digits following its default on $179 million of debt that was due on Sunday. Kaija said it is in talks with offshore bondholders about extending a 7th of December deadline for a $400 million repayment. The only positive news came from reports the CSRC is encouraging more bond issuance among high-quality firms, and several are exploring ABS financing options. In Japan, multiple articles highlighting some discontent among shareholders of Toshiba, as multiple reports have highlighted Toshiba spurned multiple suitors in favor of splitting up the company. Asian equities finished mostly weaker on Monday. Japan closed moderately lower with the focus on growth stock underperformance versus value. Mainland China indices were also softer as Shanghai swung to losses despite support from large caps. Hong Kong was the worst performer amid a big sell-off in tech, biotech, and IT, with financials providing only modest support. South Korea and Australia saw small gains. In regional central bank news, the PBOC cut its bank reserve ratio requirement by 50 basis points to encourage banks to provide help for small businesses. Also out of China, the CSRC responded to recent concerns about the potential delisting of Chinese firms in the U.S. following the recent Didi situation, noting that regulators have always maintained an open attitude towards overseas listings and respect individual companies' decisions on where they list. European equity markets opened mostly higher on Monday, with most major indices more than a half a percent higher. On the central bank front in the region, the Financial Times reported that, according to economists and traders, the new Omicron variant has increased the likelihood the Bank of England will stay on hold this month. The expectation is that the majority will vote they need more time to evaluate the impact of the new variant. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, December 6th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.